Imagine what it would be like to shrink so small you could travel through the human bloodstream, or even smaller, to explore a hydrogen atom. Inside of an engineering building at UC Santa Barbara, there's a giant experimental sphere, the allosphere, which allows researchers to visualize the minute on a huge scale. As we walk onto a metal bridge into the center of the room, it feels like we're in a huge cavern with what appear to be 3D stalactites and stalagmites. But what we're actually surrounded by is an image of a human brain.
We're going to fly into the cortex of my colleague's brain. That's really functional MRI data from his brain, and it's one static snapshot of a thought. So we're going to be able to go in and mine that data set and see what parts of his brain were lighting up.
Joanne Kuchera-Morin is a professor of media arts, technology, and music at UCSB. She's director of the Allosphere Research Facility. Kuchera-Morin gets us ready to experience our trip into the human brain.
I'm putting glasses on you so that you can experience it. Right now, what we have are 256 2D vertical slices of functional MRI data, almost as grids. So we're going to fly into the cortex of my colleague's brain right now. These aren't pictures. We get rasterized grids of spatial locations of information from these fMRI machines. So think about 256 grid points. We can make a mesh out of the brain.
The voyage into the brain is interactive, and the researcher can use a hand controller to explore part of the structure.
These little things that are in Marcos's brain aren't really there. They're little smart, intelligent agents. They're our computer doctors and our computer nurses. And I can call the computer doctors to me by pressing on these four buttons of this Nintendo joystick controller. They come to me, and they're represented by little rectangles, but what they're doing is they're reporting the blood density levels that they find in the brain. Higher pitches, higher densities. Lower pitches, lower densities. The color is what region of the brain that they are navigating in.
The potential uses are, if you can excuse the pun, mind-blowing. One idea is that a doctor at the Allosphere could remotely work with a doctor with a patient, with the technology being used to literally get inside of an MRI to find a medical problem. At the same time, it can be used to explore nature or even as an artistic medium. The Allosphere is the result of Kuchera-Morin's more than three decades of work, which started as a pre-internet project to connect musicians in real time.
Most large server farms and computers for high-performance computing are as big as warehouses, and the display device that hooks into those big, large computers is as big as your screen on your laptop or your iPhone. It's very interesting that we haven't made interactive displays the size of warehouses to be able to be immersed in your data and perform it in real time.
Dennis Adderton is the Allosphere's technical director. He describes the three-story, 2,000-square-foot suspended metal ball we're inside of right now.
It's able to launch these complex demos automatically across 14 computer rendering cluster. We have 26 active stereo projectors. We have 54.1 channels of audio.
The Allosphere is closed to the public, but a scaled-down version of it is now being created to be one of the showcase interactive exhibits in a new museum under construction in Santa Barbara.
It won't necessarily be the full surround image that you see in here. We don't have the luxury of space, but we are working with them to develop a curved screen technology that will be unique to us and unique to what they've created and developed. We really get to provide for the guests that come through the museum a representation of the work that they're doing here.
Steve Hinckley is president and CEO of MOXIE, the Wolf Museum of Exploration and Innovation.
It will absolutely be an incredible space for people to explore and to play, but really to be exposed to a very, very unique and forward-thinking method of storytelling.
Plans call for the 17,000-square-foot museum to open around the end of the year as supporters work to raise the final $3 million for the $25 million project. The Allosphere's Joanne Kuchera-Morin says being able to share its technology with the community is exciting.
It's very difficult for us researchers to get out to the community and show them what we do.
Kuchera-Morin believes that virtual reality technology is going to catch on like wildfire in the next 15 years, but that it will be much more than a video game advancement. It will be an important scientific tool. At UCSB, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.